Good morning, everyone. Welcome to church today. I thank God that we're able to meet together in person and online to share in learning more about him and what his will is for us. The opportunity to hear songs sung in praise of him and to share fellowship with all Christians through our service, united in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll begin by listening to our first song, which kind of brings us to that focus of God today, all people that on earth do dwell. Ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. The Bible tells us not to hide our sins from God, our Heavenly Father, but to confess them with a repentant and obedient heart, so that we may be forgiven through his boundless goodness and mercy. So let us approach the throne of our gracious God with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, and pray this together. Merciful Father, We have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the schemes and desires of our own hearts and have broken your holy laws. We have left undone what we ought to have done, and we have done what we ought not to have done. Yet, good Lord, have mercy on us. Restore those who are repentant according to the promises declared to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant merciful Father, for his sake, that from now on we may live godly and obedient lives to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God and loving Father, we rejoice that you pardon and forgive those who truly repent and sincerely believe your holy gospel. Grant us true repentance and your Holy Spirit that we may live godly, righteous, and holy lives and finally come to your eternal glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Before we hear God's word, I'll just pray for us to really listen well and hear what he has to say to us. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing us the way of salvation through faith in your Son. Teach us through your word and equip us for every good work for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Ralph is our reader today, and he's reading from Proverbs 3.
Good morning, everyone. This morning's reading is Proverbs 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favour and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honour the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father the son he delights in. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left are riches and honour. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. By wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the watery depths were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. My son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be at your side and will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to act. Do not say to your neighbor, "Come back tomorrow and I'll give it to you," when you already have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. Do not accuse anyone for no reason when they have done you no harm. Do not envy the violent or choose any of their ways. For the Lord detests the perverse, but takes the upright into his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but shows favour to the humble and oppressed. The wise inherit honour, but fools get only shame. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Ralph. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to church. It's good to see you. We turn this morning to Proverbs chapter 3, and the sermon title is Thinking About a New Beginning, COVID Normal. Let me pray. Loving Heavenly Father, as Diane has prayed, we do pray that you'll teach us through your word. We do pray that you'll grant to us insight and that your guidance by your Holy Spirit will enable us to see the wisdom in living life your way. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you've got your Bible handy or on your phone or listening in at home, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. And thanks, Ralph, for reading that to us this morning. Though the year has already begun, the year for many begins with our children going back to school. The holidays are over, adults start to go back to work, and we fall back into our normal daily and weekly routines. It's no different for churches. For us, our midweek ministry activities have all started back this week, both for children and for adults. But this year begins different to any other year we've had. This new year begins COVID normal, the wearing of masks, social distancing and isolation, the adapting of restrictions to what we can and can't do, where we can go and where we can't, and being protective of our own health and the health and well-being of others. It's required from us patience, the willingness to comply with rules and regulations, to learn new things and doing things differently. It's required of us to think more so, not only of our own needs and wants and those of our loved ones, but the needs and wants of others before ourselves. And in most cases, not choosing, but actually having to put the needs and wants of others before ourselves. Little things like washing our hands before and after we leave church or go to different places and cafes. The wearing of our masks, as uncomfortable as they may be, going without singing and morning tea and refreshments and keeping our social distancing, taking the time to come a little earlier or stay behind to connect with others, to hear how the other is going, to listen more so than to speak when we know we have great needs ourselves that we'd like to share with others. Putting the needs and wants of others before ourselves, COVID normal, has forced us to do, not only here, but at our home, at the shops, wherever we might find ourselves. But being selfish, sinful creatures as we are, though forgiven, this has not come easy. It's frustrated us. We lash out indignant at the crowds of young people we see on the news flouting social distancing rules. But I gather if we're honest with ourselves and each other, and before God, we too have struggled with the temptation ourselves to compromise, to bend the rules, to justify our own exemption from keeping them, maybe not so blatantly as those crowds of youth. I think COVID normal has been a healthy thing for us, for obvious reasons, health-wise. It's keeping the virus at bay, and the regular sicknesses we see through the year, like colds and flus, I'm told, have been less prevalent than previous years. It's also given us time to reevaluate what we do, to ask that question, why do I do this? Or why do we do that? To stop some things, adjust others, and start something new. To learn how to do things better, to actually be better. The corporate world and the business world are certainly taking advantage of COVID normal for change for the better. But COVID normal has also been a healthy thing in our relationship with God and with each other. We've had to go without for the sake of the other. to comply with the needs of others before our own, which I'm sure you would agree is a godly thing, is a Christ-like thing. It's made us focus and lean on what we draw on and live by as Christians, how we live life God's way according to his word through these times. Whether we've realised it or not, God, through this time of COVID normal, I believe, is enabling us to be wise. To be wise. Wise in our relationship with others and with ourselves. As we heard in our Bible reading this morning, to trust in the Lord with all our heart through this time. To lean not on our own understanding or those other things of which we've come dependent upon, but in all our ways to submit them to him. To be patient and to wait and see how he makes our path straight, guides and provides. And to not be wise in our own eyes, but to fear the Lord and to shun what's evil. Whether we've realised it or not, God, through this time of COVID normal, is enabling us to be wise. Wise in our relationship with others and with ourselves. And indeed, blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. For as we heard read, she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. But godly wisdom cannot be found by human intellect. The scoffer will never find it. But God gives it to those who seek it, who fear him, reverence him, who follow his precepts, who at the very beginning of all things, whether small or big, wisely chooses to give God his proper place in their life. The scriptures remind us that Christ is the revelation of God's wisdom. Living life God's way in Christ is truly wisdom. In Christ is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, we read in Colossians chapter 2, verse 3. The person that is wise is one who in wisdom, in Christ, begins with the fear of the Lord, awe and reverent respect for him, brings all things to God in prayer, and then in humility seeks his path constantly, checking it along the way and follows it, not wavering to the left or to the right. So whether we've realised it or not, I believe God, through this time of COVID normal, is enabling us to be wise. Wise in our relationship with others and with ourselves. In a way, COVID normal is kind of caused us to fast and pray without actually fasting and praying, although some have. It's causing us to, what fasting and praying does, to focus on what really is important and necessary in life, in our relationship with God and with each other. I wonder if finding and gaining wisdom and using it is something we thought God would help us with through these COVID times. And I wonder if we've realised that it's what he's enabling us to use through these COVID times in the year ahead, for we don't know when, really, these COVID times will end. Now, if you think it hasn't, if God hasn't used this time for wisdom and to gain it, then can I encourage us to think on Proverbs 3, of what we heard read to us this morning, to take the Bible study and do that at home and to read it over and over and think on it with God. and to see how God is doing so. For wisdom is not forgetting the teaching of God from his word and keeping his commands. Wisdom is what's prolonged your life many years and brought you peace and prosperity. That letting love and faithfulness never leave you, not withholding good from those to whom it is due when it is in our power to act, not plotting harm against another who lives trustfully near you, not accusing anyone for no reason when they've done you no harm, that these things in this proverb, God was reminding us that he's used them and will continue to use them to win you favour and has won you favour with God, a good name, with God in the sight of God and of man. That trusting in the Lord with all your heart and leaning not on your own understanding and in all your ways submitting to him, God has up to now and will continue to do so, make your path straight. How not being wise in your own eyes, but fearing the Lord and shunning evil has and will continue to help you in your body. That honouring the Lord with your wealth, tithing and giving to those in need and God's work, you have not gone without. How not despising the Lord's discipline or resent his rebuke, but when he has, it's been a reminder to you that he loves you, that he's treating you as a child of his, as a father who delights in him. Whether we've realized it or not, God, through this time of COVID normal, is enabling us to be wise. So let us be wise. Let us continue to live life God's way this year. Wise in our relationship with others, wise in our relationship with ourselves and with God and the world around about us. As the proverb ends, let us not let wisdom out of our sight during COVID normal. Let us preserve sound judgment and discretion in our relationship with all, for they will bring life to us. We will go on our way in safety. We will not need to be afraid, for the Lord will honour. Would you join me in this prayer as we do? Together, teach us, O gracious Lord, to be wise in these COVID normal days, to begin our works with reverence, to go on in obedience and finish them with love, and then to wait patiently in hope and with cheerful countenance to look to you whose promises are faithful and rewards infinite through Christ our Lord.
What gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to his. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. I labor on in weakness and rejoice. bring me home. And day by day, I know he will renew me until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. Oh, the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. To
We're going to state what we believe, and if you feel like you are able to stand, please stand and join together in saying the creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please take a seat. Which one do I do? The one I do. Yeah.
We're now going to enter into a time of prayer. Psalm 31, verse 19 says, "How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you." The Lord be with you. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. After each prayer, I'm going to say, Father, hear our prayer, if you would like to respond through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that will be up on the screen for you. Our Heavenly Father, you are our portion and you hold all the days in your hand. We thank you for the good and pleasant things in our lives. Please help us by your Holy Spirit to look at life positively and look at what we have and be thankful. Forgive us when we look at what we don't have and complain and become negative. In the Lord Jesus, we have all the spiritual riches we need for this life. So, Lord, may we delight in you. May we enjoy being in your presence and may we long to know you more. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Heavenly Father, we praise you for answering our prayers and for sending rain again. We thank you for its refreshment and relief it has brought to many areas. We acknowledge those people and communities that are still struggling with drought, and also those who a year ago were affected so terribly by fires. We continue to pray for these people that they will receive the help and resources they need as they try to rebuild their lives and livelihoods. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. We continue to bring before you our world as it experiences the devastation and unrest caused by the COVID pandemic. Grant to all governing authorities clarity in implementing policies and initiatives, unity of thought and compassion for those under their care, and the resources that are needed as they endeavour to overcome the challenges faced in combating this virus and its variants. We thank you for the development of COVID vaccines, and we pray that it will be safe for those receiving it and effective in providing immunity for all those who receive it. We thank you that here in Sydney we have had an easing of some restrictions and also across state borders. But we pray that we will all continue to put others first and be responsible in our actions as we continue to maintain the COVID safe practices. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. As we enter a new school year, we pray, Heavenly Father, for your blessing upon our term activities. We pray for the planned upcoming activities, for the resumption of Bible studies, for women's and men's events. We pray especially for our kids' church, playgroup as it meets in the park, and for SRE classes in Russell Lee and Abbotsford Public Schools. We thank you for our Women's and Families Minister Karen, for all her work and tireless effort. We thank you for our kids' church leaders, Anthony, Emily, Vitti and Megan. We thank you for our playgroup helpers, Janice, Beverly, Jennifer, Cole, Alice and Rosemary. Thank you for our SRE teachers, Fiona and Trevor. We pray that you will give to them all enthusiasm as they teach and engage in conversations with the children and their parents. Patience, perseverance, and the resources they need, and a deep desire for the children to know you as their Lord and Saviour. We pray that parents will be positive in wanting their children to learn about you and help them as much as they can. And we pray for the children who come along that they will have listening ears and open hearts and minds to your word. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Almighty God, giver of life and health, hear our prayers for those in our congregation and our other friends and family who are unwell at this time. We especially pray today for Linda Vergeson and her family as they continue to grieve the death of her mum. Thank you for her funeral last week, that it was a time where her family and friends could come together to celebrate and remember her life and commit her into your eternal presence and care. Father, hear our prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Will you join me in the set prayer for today, which is on the screen? Lord our God, help us to love you with all our hearts and to love all people as you love them. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory cover the earth. Keep our nation under your care and guide us in justice and truth. Let your way be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Send out your light and truth, that we may tell of your saving works, and hear our prayers, O Lord, for we put our trust in you. Amen.
Thank you, Rosemary. I draw your attention now to the bulletin, to the newsletters and notices and advertisements that are coming up for this month of February. And thank you to Janice, who emails those all out to us during the week. Firstly, the first of announcements, I'm just going to get Karen to come up and speak about Mother's Union conference. Coming up, Karen.
Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to see you. I'd just like to let you know that we're having a lot of fun up in the hall this morning. We've had a great... Can you? Oh, good. We've had a great start to Kids Church for the term. So that's really encouraging, and I'd thank you for your prayers for that as we continue on this year with Kids Church. I'd like to invite the ladies to join me for the Mothers Union seminar that is on the 26th of February. It's a Friday morning. As you can imagine, everybody's thinking about COVID and how best to do that this year so things can carry on as normal as possible. So this year, each year we've normally gone into Town Hall to attend St Andrews. There is the option to live stream. And I wondered whether it might be a great thing for us to live stream the conference here at church so we can avoid public transport, we can spend time together, we can bring our own morning tea and have a morning together watching the talks online here, and then we can discuss them together as well, open more freely with each other. So if you'd like to be a part of that morning, please let me know. You do need to register. It's part of Mothers Union's way of knowing who is partaking of the conference. So you can register online, but I'm happy to do that for you if that's helpful. It will be a really encouragement. I think they're very much thinking through the impact of COVID on everybody, as are a lot of conferences and people. And so I think it will be a real encouragement for us. Great quality speakers yet again. So please let me know. It's free. It would just be lovely to spend time together. Thanks.
Bible study groups are started back, if not already started back, and if you'd like to be in one, you could join my one, Bible Study with Trevor, of a Sunday night from New Time, from 4:45 through till 6 o'clock on a Sunday evening here at the back of the church. It'll be on the Bible study that gets set out to us on a Friday and on the sermon in the morning. And we're starting a new sermon, and the other one is on a Thursday evening, and you'll find the times for that in our bulletin, but just I think get you to read it. But it'll be starting about 7:15 and going through to 8:30 on a Thursday night. That's here, Bible study with Trevor. And if you're not in one, come and see me, and we'd love you to join. We've got plenty of Bible studies that are going on throughout the church. In February, we do start. If you want to go back to that slide, thank you. Thanks, Diane. We're doing this little sermon series over February on the little book of Ruth, and we're thinking about. It's a story of faithfulness, the faithfulness of God and of a few people during a time when it was very hard to see any faithfulness going on. So it's only four chapters. So can I encourage you either to listen to it on your app on a phone by the Bible app that you might have, or just to open up your Bibles and to read those four chapters in advance. A Bible study will be sent and a sermon outline each week. To sermon summary type of things, so that if you miss a week or if you're wanting to go over the sermon or the Bible teaching, you've got that information that's there. Ladies, you've got a gathering. Men, we too are planning to have a little gathering later on in the month. So a little breakfast, COVID safe wise. So there's information about that in the bulletin. Two more announcements to make. Those who are involved in Chiswick Manor, that's the new name for it now, which used to be called Wynwood Manor. If you could see me after church up at the back, I sent you a text message and some emails about this, but we're just going to talk about the restarting of a service and pastoral care into Chiswick Manor, of which they are particularly really keen for us to go back and do. And the second other thing that I was going to suggest to you, yes, that's right, during February we have a couple of introductions or mandatory sort of things to do. One will be just explaining to you in two Sundays' time after church what happens in a medical emergency in the church. The purpose for that is that you'll be able to know that this will be done in a safe way, a dignified way, and in a confident way for you. So we're just going to remind you briefly that if there's ever a medical emergency, this is what happens. And then on the last Sunday in February, Lord willing, we're going to practice an emergency evacuation, both with the children and with here, with us as well. But you'll hear more about that as time comes to pass. Thanks, Diane.
Okay, we've reached our final song for the day. And as usual, the words are really quite poignant to what we've been talking about today, but please enjoy, hum along if you like, and if you're at home, sing your heart out.
I knew there was another thing I needed to mention to you, and I shouldn't have forgotten this one at all. But Anthony is on mission, and at the moment he's texted back to us and let us know that he's had some really good opportunities to share the gospel with people at a barbecue, on a beach, and also at a pub. And so they're gaining confidence in sharing the good news about Jesus, and we trust him in God's care and all the team that's with him. So let me pray for him. Loving Father, we thank you for young people who love the Lord Jesus, who want to serve you and learn how to do that. We thank you for our own young people here and the encouragement that they give to us. We pray for Anthony and the team of mission workers there amongst that they are having opportunities to share the gospel in a safe way, and that they're seeing fruit for their labour. Encourage them, dear Lord, that knowing that being ready to give a defence for the hope that's within us is all you ask, and to be encouraged by our faithfulness. And we trust the outcome into your care. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If any of you would like prayer, please remain after the service and come and see me if you can. I'd be happy to pray with you.
I remember reading some of the Old Testament work about Solomon and the wisdom that he was renowned for. And it's gratifying to know that he didn't always show it, but what he did have, God gave him, and he used it well most of the time. And so in verse 5 and 6 of Proverbs 3 that we heard this morning, I thought this would be a takeaway for us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. So I'll just pray for us before we go out. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this week in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.